This is for a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Greetings, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to IRB English Radio Station. You guys are listening for a better life. With you today is your brother, Habib. We've been talking on the past couple of episodes on the topic of certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how this mindset really just affects our lives and it helps us make our lives to the better. We talked about it when we enter business, for example, and we talked about it when we use it with handling toxic people around us and how we deal with society, with people, our relationship with people. Now, today I want to focus more about ourselves, how this yaqeen really just helps us ourselves. We have the saying from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam that states that calmness or relaxation, depending on the translation that you want to pick, and happiness is available in al-yaqeen, in certainty. And this really just, you know, opens the door for mental issues, mental illness issues that we are, I don't know why, these days there are a lot of people who are focusing on it, and it's pretty much just the trend, and that anyone that you see all of a sudden has this mental illness. I don't know, is it because we're staying up too late? Just looking at the reasons behind it, why do we have these mental illnesses? Why has this phenomenon become such a trend during these days, during the days of social media, during the days of, you know, taking pictures of yourself and trying to reach, you know, the satisfaction of something that you're not going to reach the satisfaction of? Maybe that's the answer. Anyways, a believer, when he has this yaqeen, this certainty, when he, for example, opens up social media, for example, why does he open up a social media account is the first thing that comes up to his mind. Because a person with yaqeen is usually an intellectual person, and he thinks to himself, or she thinks to herself, that why am I opening up, for example, an Instagram account? Am I opening it up to show what kind of foods I eat? Or to show myself that I'm available, that I am not a zero, I am not nothing. Or to follow, for example, news, to follow my favorite football team, hashtag Liverpool. Or am I opening it to learn something new, for business matters, for charity matters, for this, for this, for this? The intention is the first thing that comes up to their minds. And it tells, and when their attention comes up, choosing the attention, the person with certainty, with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is going to be choosing something correct. It's going to be choosing it for the good intentions, inshallah ta'ala. And therefore, you know, staying away from pride, staying away from, you know, from anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited. This is, for example, just, you know, the intentions of every action and choosing the right thing throughout your lives. Now, when you do not have this certainty and you see that people are liking other people, people are becoming famous on Instagram, on Facebook, on social media platforms, and they're gaining wealth, they're gaining cash, they're gaining fame, they're gaining power, they're gaining, I don't know, whatever. And when you don't have this certainty, when you don't have this, you know, something to control you, you will run after it. Your goal will become the satisfaction of others. And we've talked about this before, and we stated that the satisfaction of others is going to enslave you. If they are happy, you're going to be doing whatever makes them happy. You're not going to be doing whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And that is why we have this saying that, if I'm not wrong, that from certainty is that you put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders first, then the orders of others. You always take all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders. When you have to choose between two orders, one of them is Allah's, the others is the normal people, you take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders. You do not take others. Now, brothers and sisters, we'll be taking a short break. Please stay tuned, and we'll see you after the break.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oasis. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't. ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
When you are the slave of the satisfactions of others, you will fall into this emptiness. You will fall into, you know, this dhul, this pity, this humbleness towards other, this low. And you will be, you know, empty, even if you reach, for example, 2 billion likes, for example. It will mean nothing to you. All right, I have 2 billion likes, what else? But if you do something, one thing wrong, it will break you. And it's a reality. The satisfaction of the creations is something that you will not gain. There is always going to be someone that's going to be against you. There's always a movement or a majority or a population that are going to be against what you did as an action and not accept your action and not like what you did. You're not going to be able to satisfy every single person. It's normal. It's a law in life. And when you do not reach that and your goal is the satisfaction of everyone and everything and to make you a goddess or a god, you're not going to reach it. You're not going to be satisfied. You're going to break. You're going to find other ways. You're going to enter different stages of trying to gain this fame, this power, the status of being loved by everyone. It will be in various situations by disobeying the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by entering what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered to exit, by doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited, and you're going to be falling into all these sins. On the other hand, a person with certainty, a person that has this certainty, this mindset, understands that his goal and mindset is what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not going to fall into these things. And a person with certainty does not run after fame. Why? Because his a'immah, the a'immah alayhim wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guided them to stay away from running after fame, from running after this kind of status. That's just one action. Another thing is that dealing with the death, for example, of others. When you have this certainty, you believe that death is something that's going to happen. And when I say believe, I'm not saying that you know, it's something, it's a fact out there that everyone believes in it. No, when I mean believe, I mean like you're always thinking about it. It changes the way that you think. اذكروا هادم اللذات, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. Remember what destroys desires. Because when a person remembers death, they just forget their desires. They forget that they want this, they desire this and that. Why? Because they understand the reality of this desire, that this desire is useless. It's not something that I should be running after. Why? Because there's something more important that's coming after me, and that is death. And after death, for a person who believes in a religion, there's this afterlife. So the person that's always thinking about death, the person that's always remembering that there's going to be an afterlife, the way that he deals with the death of his loved ones is going to be much easier than the person who doesn't. The person who doesn't actually will see it as the end of the world, will, you know, fall into this deep depression in some situations, of course, if he cared about that person. On the other hand, the person will understand that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws, the ways that he created things. This is just the way the world works. This is just how it is. And again, your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the connection with your creator, is something very easy for the person with certainty, who believes in the creator, who believes in the hereafter, unlike the person with no certainty. In summary, a person with certainty has, like how Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam stated, relaxation and this calmness to him or to her, and you know, nothing changes them. They remain themselves even if they change in different scenarios, in different places. There are some people who gain wealth and then they change all of a sudden. There are some people who fall poor and they change. And a person with certainty does not change. Everything that they see, they have certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have this problem, tawakkal ala Allah. I trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do dua, I do supplications. I do not fall short. I do not submit to this problem. I do not submit to these hardships. I keep trying, I try harder, I work harder. This mindset altogether aids the Muslim to have a better life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our certainty in Him. From now until another episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, He knows. Every every shade of palm, every closed hand in us, every sparkling tear on every eyelash in us, every thought I have and every word I share.